good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fagan Spucken from MMI London. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight and tuning in. So last week's episode, in case you missed it, was from the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20, and related to the importance of the seven woes and for the times that we are currently living in. And tonight's message is from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 6 to 9, where the Lord says, "The people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are from me." And it's all about how, in many instances, people say certain things, but their actions don't always match up. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. It's wonderful to be back together again with Jess Priest from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I'm in Bonnie, London. And all of you around the world, it's lovely to be again. This 10, 15, sometimes it's 20 minutes, sometimes it's shorter, but it's not about the length of a message, is it? It's about the content and the quality. Mm-hmm. But it's lovely to be with you. I've got a good teaching tonight, a good message, I believe. And I want to share this with you, and it's about our personal walk with the Lord Jesus. So as we go into this message, I'll just open in a quick word of prayer, and we'll push in. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the listeners, the people that are checking in. Thank you, Lord, for Jess and myself and you, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm. Amen. Well, thank you, Jess, and thank you, everybody else, for being with us once again. We're having the most incredible weather in London. I don't know what parts of the world you all live in. But I know, Jess, it's been very, very cold in South Africa, hasn't it?
Freezing, freezing.
Is it getting better?
It is getting better. I think this weekend is hopefully heating up, so all good.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Well, what I want to talk about tonight is as Jess said, this is in the book of Mark, chapter 7, and I'm going to be reading from verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. And we're going to just talk about what the Lord says, Jesus teaching us about inner purity. Okay. Inner purity. He's talking about hypocrisy, actually. Mm. That's what he's talking about. Okay. So let's read one or two verses first, and then we'll get into the discussion of this. And as I say, it's so important, brothers and sisters, that we read the Bible and the Word of God as it is written, Jess, and don't interpret it yourself. Don't, you know, ask the Lord when we read a scripture, like I've prayed over these scriptures already a few times before we've even come on, that you pray over them, and then when you finish reading them, pray over them again, that you get the right interpretation and you understand what you've read. Because, you know, a lot of it you can interpret it, oh, well, you know, I'm not so bad after all. Gee, Jess, I'm quite a good guy, actually. Meantime, it's not what the Lord's saying. Okay? So he says this. This is him speaking. He answered and said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, hypocrites, as it is written?" And this is what he says. "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Now, I'll put it in good old-fashioned English. I'm going to stop there. We'll go to verse 7 just now. There's another way of putting this is they proclaim me with their mouth, but by their actions they deny me. Okay. So what am I talking about? In fact, I had a meeting with a young lady today. We have a meeting once a week, not once a week, I have many, called the Hour of Power. Jess knows. She's often phoned me. We've spoken to each other. They come with issues. "Can you explain this to me? I don't know what this means." It's lovely. I thoroughly enjoy it. And what I'm saying, what I said to this particular person was, you know, church isn't 1.5 hours or an hour every Sunday. Church is 7 days a week. Church is being who you are all the time, being an ambassador for Jesus Christ, okay? Hypocrisy is pretending to be something you are not and have no intention of being. But for the world, you see, you're going to try and pronounce and project this image. Oh, what a great girl Jess is. What a nice, but meantime, Jess's private life, I'm using her as an example, or me. This man preaches the gospel. He travels into the bush of Africa. What a great missionary. But I beat my wife. I'm using that as an example. That's really quite heavy, actually. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites because they worship God for the wrong reasons. This is where we're coming to. Okay, let's go on now. It says here in verse 7, okay, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines commandments of men. Verse 8 says, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the traditions of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. He said to them, all too well you reject the commandments of God that you may keep your traditions. He's talking about, so why would Jesus talk about washing of pitchers and cups, Jesus? I mean, what has that got to do with the bigger picture? Well, what he's trying to say is, when you wash a cup and a saucer, it looks clean, okay? But it's actually still full of filth. Mm-hmm. Outwardly, it looks clean, but inwardly, it's rotten, okay? And this is what the Pharisees were like, I'm afraid. They always wanted the best positions in the synagogue. They always had the finest linen. They were very learned men. They knew the Old Testament. Studied it, the Torah or the Pentateuch. And by the way, so have I. Jess, I don't know if you know that. Part of my examinations when I studied and graduated to be a pastor was I had to study the Pentateuch or the books of Moses. Mm. Okay. So I know a lot about Jewish customs. I know a lot. I've got many Jewish friends. I love the Jewish people. I really have. I love all people. I'm called to. But in this day, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees were not quite, and the Sadducees, they were not quite the people that they were professing to be and projecting to be. They were full of men's traditions. They actually, what they did was they kind of put the word of God to one side and promoted their traditions. You know, in those days, I'm standing to be corrected, I think the Pharisees and Sadducees put in 600 laws. Of the 600. Now, the Ten Commandments is called the Ten Commandments because it's 10. That's from God. These guys, I don't know. We're going to have 600. Okay? It doesn't work. Their worship was not motivated by the love, but a desire to attain profit, to appear holy, to increase their status. Okay? Now, my question is, To appear holy and to increase their status. What does that remind you of? I don't watch a lot of programs on TV anymore, especially Christian programs. I mean, the Christian movies I do. But when you go onto certain channels and they have a so-called Christian channel, and I see what happens there, I see the promotion of man. I see the elevation of a man's name. Mm. I see the demotion of the name of Jesus Christ. I see men and women walking around, possibly like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, in the best linen, the best cordon bleu suits and dresses and whatever. I don't even know the names of these fancy outfits, and I'm not against dressing well because I love to dress well as well. Always have done. And then they come in just with traditions that are not of God. Now, just you're a wise young girl, and you've walked with our ministry for a long time, and you were a Christian before you joined us anyway, which is a wonderful thing, but I believe you've grown. Okay, and the thing is, if we don't grow, we go backwards. It's as simple as that, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and just surely, when a man speaks, you have many eloquent speakers. You have many men that like to, when I studied and my old coach, that's the golfing days. Sorry, my old mentor, my pastor. That I did a lot of studies through. He said, I'm not a prude. He's long gone to be with the Lord. He said, I'm not a prude. I'm not a man that doesn't understand how things work in the world. But he said this, and Jesus always stuck in my mind. He said, you Fergus Buchan, you Jess Priest, whoever, When you get into the pulpit, I'll talk about men first, okay? I urge you to wear a white shirt and a pair of black slacks and black shoes. So there's no focus on you. Focus is on the Word of God. Now that's a very simplistic, materialistic thing I'm saying. That's what old Pastor Bailey taught. And you know, he's not far wrong, eh?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, some guys, they wear more gold than the fashion designers. Or their suits would keep a family that I met up in Sudan last month going for like 3 months.
Yeah.
In food. Do I like to? Yes, I like to dress well. Yes, do I have good shoes? Yes, I'm neat and I'm clean and I shave every morning and I like to look neat when I come to church. But I have worn a tie and I've worn a jacket. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, be real. Preach the Word of God. Be ready in season, out of season. You know, one of the things that I do and I've taken from my studies and whatever I've done in life is, we can prepare a message, say on Monday or Tuesday for Sunday, pray over it, work on it. But it's what often happened to me, just come Friday or Saturday, the Lord says, I don't want that message.
Mm.
Now you've got to be ready to prepare another message, okay? You don't have to be stuck in that rut. You've got to let the Holy Spirit move. Brothers, you know, again, I'll read to you. He said to them, all too well, you reject the commandments of God that you may keep the tradition of men. I'm not going to go down all the ridiculous things that we do in church that are not relevant to the Word of God. They really are not. Yes, respect. Yes, reverence. We're not coming to a disco. We're not coming to a music hall. We're coming into the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
So we come with reverence, holiness, righteousness. If a baby cries or lets a squeak out, well, so what? That's what babies do. If the baby really starts to cry because it's got a bad wind, pick up the baby and take it outside. That's all you got to do. I like children in churches, just you know that, because I'm gonna put it out there. And this is maybe going to cause a little bit of a ruction. I don't believe in Sunday schools.
Mm.
I believe children should be in the church with their moms and dads. Even though they're only 3 or 4 years old, that presence of the Lord falls upon them. They understand where they are. They're in the presence of God. He made them. Why would he give you later on just children when you've got to put them out of the church? You know, if a baby's screaming, take it outside. Please come bring them back in again. I mean, Jesus, I mean, he preached in mountains, didn't he? In marketplace, what I do. There's always noise. If that's going to distract you, you can't preach, man. If you've got to have this absolute stony silence, I like people to have rapport. One of my favorite areas to minister in, by the way, is where Jess lives at the moment in South Africa, but in Cape Town or the colored community in Soweto. The colored folk are the most dynamic. They get involved in that sermon. Boy, bring church, pastor! Or that's enough. Oh, you're hurting me, pastor. You know, I love it. It's alive.
Yeah.
So, brothers and sisters, once again, don't be a hypocrite. Be who you are. God made you into every one of us is individual. Not one of us is the same. Come on. Okay? But what we do have in common is the same Spirit, same Father, and the same Word of God. Okay? So that's what we follow. That's what we preach. And if something personally has happened to you, you can reflect on it. Okay? As long as it ties up with what the message is. Okay, and what the Word of God is. So, brothers and sisters, once again, the Lord is telling us here, he answered and said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written? This people honors me. This is 700 years before Jesus spoke about it. Their people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Don't be like that. That's why I would rather have a community or fellowship or a ministry of 20 people that are on fire, Jess, believers, love Jesus, do the work of Jesus, then 2,000 people, they're just simple one-hour Sunday churchgoers, put my little tithe in the box and walk away. Nah, that's not church. It's not the early church anyway. It's not what's described in the book of Acts. That's not what I see. So, brothers and sisters, be encouraged, be real, be who you are, keep it simple. and I'm a Christian. What do you mean by that? Well, I'm saved. I'm born again. Jesus died for me and rose again. Simple. When people ask you, who are you? Or how do you know you're saved? John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And people will soon understand it. Be on their level, Jess, and preach the gospel. Don't try and be something you're not. That's what I hate. You know? That's one thing I really hate. Be who you are. The only thing that you and I, well, I'm a man, you're a lady, a woman, is when we preach the gospel. So if I read that scripture, you read the same scripture. Mm. That's all we've got to do, okay? Because if the Holy Spirit doesn't operate in a ministry, it's not going to work. You know, the Bible says, unless he builds the house, they labor in vain. You'll only get so far on your personality, eloquence, dress, money, you know. You'll only get so far. And how many churches have collapsed during this COVID thing?
Many.
Gone. It's gone. But the Word of God stays. The guy and the girl that preach the Word of God, he's still there. Irrespective, he's there. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters. That's all I've got to share with you tonight. I'm going to close in prayer. And we hope to see you, yeah, next week again. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you love us for who we are and what we are. We don't have to pretend, Lord. We may be able to pretend in front of people, but we cannot pretend in front of you. That is for sure. Because you made us. So, Lord, thank you that we would be ourselves. Thank you we'd worship you, Lord, in holiness and righteousness, and come before you, Lord, and honor you and exalt your holy, righteous name. We thank you for this evening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for that. That was truly needed on my part, and I'm sure many of the listeners can say the same. And thank you to everyone who joined and tuned in tonight and listened to this episode. As always, if any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email, which is prayer.london@gmail.com. And Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So I'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Gospel.
Amen.
Until then.
Thank you, Jess.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.